Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, everyone. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira Ra. And welcome, beloved ones. We are just so delighted to be with you right here, right now, in this gathering of the Master's
yes.
energy. This is a profound week. This is a moment where everything kind of comes together and where everything starts releasing again. So we have a lot to talk about the energy that's going on right now. And hopefully you're grabbing us over at bbsradio.com, at onenesstalkradio.com, at YouTube. And Sri, which YouTube are we at? Is that what you're trying to check?
Yeah. It's,
okay,
it
Sri's trying
misbehaving.
To check.
We also should be live at Oneness Talk Radio.
Hey, so if you're at Oneness Talk Radio, where we're also doing some live chat, if you scroll to the bottom of the homepage, you should find us live there as well, which means you can chat and view us both at Oneness
wow.
Talk Radio. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And, you know, we do, honest to goodness, promise there will come a day where this will work flawlessly. We are this close. And I think that's kind of about this week's message as well. It's about the gathering of the energy of the Masters.
Yes,
and,
yes.
and speaking of that, Sri, we already have quite a few Masters holding online. If you want to join in the conversation, ask us a question, share a comment, or ask for a mini soul reading, the number to call right now, 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And you do get to listen to the show while you're on hold. Just remember, if you call in, when we do call your name, please turn down your volume when you start speaking so that we can hear you really well, and so can everyone else. So again, welcome, my angels. We are so glad you're here.
Truly, truly, truly. You know, each and every time we have the opportunity to connect with you live via the marvels of technology,
Woo!
Whether it's, you know, for the last 16 years, we've been on the air on radio, and this year we're bringing in the video, and it the intimacy that is cultivated in
yeah,
this community is truly uplifting.
Yeah.
And for those of you that may be catching us in the archives, let your heart feel the dynamism that is authentic spiritual community.
Mm.
Because the moment we open our heart to another being, we have created the phenomenon referred to as whenever two or more of you are gathered.
Oh, I love that. The temple of us all.
It's the miracle time.
It really is. And you know, whenever you're called to connect is when you're finding this broadcast. And if you are finding us in YouTube over at Official Sri and Kira or at Oneness Talk Radio, you might enjoy this background. And I want to share a little bit about the background for those of you that are seeing it. Sri and I are just going to kind of duck away for a moment. There you go. So we are at this moment in May where it is about this gathering of the Masters. It is about stepping into the truth of who you are and being aware of the word we're using is traps. And for those of you that are on our email list, you've already received what I'm going to share with you right now. But I just want to remind us all that, you know, as June is so close now, and we've transited past this full moon of May, as June is so close, all of these choices that came in May, this core energy that's bringing everything to the surface, well, where that's bringing us to in this very moment is a depth of mastery that is going to take you into a soul searching that may seem new or different. You might have things grab your attention that you're not accustomed to. You may discover, especially this week, there's going to be a moment. It's going to happen, and it's going to be this week, and there might be more than one, where you're going to have to really stop and see yourself here. See yourself as the master who is ready to dive into that core energy. And let us not forget, what is this core energy of May, the C-O-R-E? It is the center of the resurrection energy. And this is why you see all of these beautiful ascended beings and letting go of time. Notice we have time as kind of like a fluid motion and all of
the
different
angels are flying there to lend a hand.
And you are into that portal. This is that moment. So this week, though, there is the illusion is right now working through physical issues.
Yes.
emotional issues,
yep.
Spiritual issues for a lot of people.
That too.
What Sri and I have been referring to as the darkest night of the soul. Bear in mind that all of that, including a passion for media dumping, a passion for having to get as much information as possible, these are all potential traps that the density is using and are getting a lot of energy. And this is what we want to talk mm-hmm. to you about today. We want to talk to you about what's going on this week, the traps that are before us, and how to navigate through them successfully. Because remember, this is the first call of 2019 of the Gathering of the Masters. According to the Divine Directors, there are going to be four calls. This is one of them. And this call is an awakening that is pre-energizing the June Ascension Attunement, which is why Sri and I are calling all of the Masters to gather with us June 4 and 11.
That means you.
Yeah, it does mean you. Go join
yes.
us. Get into that program.
You know, I want to talk about this word call just for a moment.
Okay.
Because there have been some dynamic spiritual authors who have talked about the call or the calling. And I want to just mention that when spirit is inviting participation, inviting an alignment or a more intimate recognition of the oneness, the call is often felt as a stirring. Mm. And that stirring is sometimes very dismissible. It's a stirring that is a can be felt as a little, I'm supposed to be doing something kind of thing, or it can
yeah.
be connected to the visual saying, there is a place I'm supposed to be and people I'm supposed to be with, or an activity. So listen inwardly, because that inward kingdom is truly the closest that we can ever align with the divine while having a form, a body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Sri, I think that's important to pay attention to regarding the energy of our self-ascended presence, meaning, you know, one of the four knowns that has been offered. And if you're not familiar with what I'm saying about the four knowns was one of the ensoulments that has come through that talked about if we can relax back into the recognition of these four unimmutable truths, so to speak, everything becomes easier. Everything reveals itself. And that is certainly part of the gateway of our divine mastery. Mastery and a way that we can kind of avoid those coagulations of density that try to stop us along the way. Well, the very first of the four knowns is, I am not this body.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we cling to the illusion, when we cling to that, that is okay if it is your destiny to walk that journey. And One of the things that's coming, and in June, part of this gathering of the Masters that's happening right now, this is the first call of like a universal galactic call that's saying, Masters, you know, I just want to stand up. If I do, I'll go off camera. Stand up. Recognize yourself and come together. Get rid of all of the egoic crap. Put it all away and prove that you're ready to come together. And this is what the June energy is going to call forward. And we're going to be talking more and more about that. And that's why this week is about paying attention to that, which is calling you to really stand up. Because whether you've just started on your journey, whether you're here because you're repelling your journey, who knows? Maybe you're, for whatever, maybe you're here because you just want to be with others who really get you, you know? And to recognize that, hey, I'm not crazy. I'm not alone. This is really happening. And this multidimensional anchorship is very attainable. No matter where you are, come together. Mm-hmm. Let us send a strong reverberatory signal, because one of the things that Sri and I will be revealing for the first time is what it means to be the lineage holder of your family.
Yes.
Now we want to talk about that, because this is one of those weeks where you're going to know if you happen to be this cycle's lineage holder.
Yeah.
And so we want to start talking about this a little bit, because all of the lineage holders are going to be needing massive amplification support in June. And together, we can build this extraordinary crystalline cosmic rainbow crystalline bridge and flourish, you know?
Well, flourishing is thriving, and thriving is joyful. And,
woohoo!
And
I love it all.
And that's the feedback that we are where we need to be and doing what we ought to be doing, because there's no shoulds. You know, I use the word ought to be doing.
Yeah.
There's no ought to's, but there is feedback.
There is. And speaking of feedback, I want to take 1 second. We have a real robust chat going on over at Oneness Talk Radio. And yes, the call-in number is a USA line, so it would be a plus one. Yes. And it, again, it's 517-208-1500. And you can listen while you're on hold. We have a very full call board. We're going to be getting there in just a moment. We're going to try to involve as many of you as we can. And our line's unmuted.
Now
so that tells you we're getting ready. All right. And okay. And so thank you guys for helping each other. And thank you all for being here. It is just such a gift to be with you. And yeah, that number will work as long as you dial it as if you would be calling to the United States.
Right.
So this is, again, one of those moments where this one has just come in from Sarah, and she's saying, I am not my body. This is something that I am finding more and more. I do weave in and out sometime, but I am joyful that my awareness is more refined. This is an absolute reflection of the entire energy of 2019, because let us not forget that 2019 is the year of divine awareness, and to arrive at that, this is something you and I were talking about this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
To arrive at that in this moment is extraordinarily, I don't know. The word I want to use is massive.
Yeah, well, and magical in a way. Because,
yeah, there it is. That's the
because,
word.
Because, you know, all it takes is an instant. Oftentimes we could circle around an object of extreme beauty.
Right.
And then there's that one moment where we go, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Where we let it in.
Yeah.
It's that way with your awakening.
Mm-hmm.
It's that way with your recognition, because there is a moment for everybody where you lift out of the habitual point of view and you take in from a more refined or a more authentic way of being. And so this call that is upon us is a little bit of a wake-up call kind of thing. It's you hear it off in the distance.
Yeah.
And the thing that's going on for all of us as we are talking about the lineage holders, is you may not have realized that you are the one in your family that is going to be bringing the light and the healing energy back into that family. You will be the one that may pop free and feel separated from your family for a while, yet energetically you are also igniting them. And helping them when their time is right.
You know, chances are, if you're listening to the show, you're probably the lineage holder in your family. And there's lots of ways that you can, and even as Sri and I are sharing that with you, I bet a lot of you are going, oh, wow, I feel that.
Yeah.
And to be the lineage holder is not, oftentimes not fun, and oftentimes can be a lonely moment or two or three. However, this is another reason why the journey into the core, especially June 4 and June 11, we are going to be sharing that and how that energy is now illuminating, and how all of these ikigai moments that we've been talking about, all of these passions within passions within passions, well, those ikigai moments also become the framework of what Sri and I describe as the fountain of awareness, the fountain of that experience.
It all ties together.
It really does. And Sri, I want to share, we also got a wonderful, well, we always get wonderful emails from all of you. And remember, you can send us an email at any time to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Again, simply guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And we do get a lot of emails, but we do try to respond and or read as many on air as we can. But this one is right about right now, Sri.
Yes.
And so I thought maybe we would read this because it also, I think without even her knowing it, she was tying into this energy of the May, the post full moon May. And guys, you need to stay with us the whole show today because we have a very, very special treat for you that has to do with the full moon and a rainbow bridge we had over in Bali at the same time. And we're going to place some stuff for you that we think you'll really enjoy the heightened energy of.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to start right here with this email.
Let's do that. And we're going to get to that call board, guys.
Hold on. Yeah. And her subject is the core Ikigai profound shift.
Mm.
And it goes like this. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I have felt a push to email during this week's energy. When I look back at the energy reports from the last 2 years, I feel like I've been pushed to this present moment.
Mm-hmm.
From the gut punch of March 2018.
Well, I just felt that
remember
again.
That? Yeah.
You guys remember that one? Wow.
Right up to entering the core right now. It feels like I've been riding a wave of profound change. Yes.
Yeah, you have.
And she continues, I left my job last year, probably my dark night of the soul, despite not having an income of my own, despite the all-consuming fear of not being able to pay my bills, something that always happened just each month, just in time to stay afloat. I've had to learn to trust that I'm being guided by a bigger source than my little frightened brain.
Right on, right on.
This is not easy, but slowly I am getting there.
No, this is the stuff warriors are made of, right? This is that frontline five-star general.
Absolutely. This year, I decided to get radically honest with myself and kick, my lifelong habit of daydreaming, which I thought was me being the creator, but was more likely me just disassociating
now,
with myself.
We love this line, and this is part of why we're reading this email.
Disassociating with myself and my fear of lack. I needed to have more passion for my authentic self than my imaginary self.
Bingo, 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 yay.
I had a void or space where at first I didn't know what to do with my thoughts.
Yeah.
I have slowly started to learn to fill the space with anything that makes me feel I'm loving myself and finding my joy.
Yay.
I have resurrected a piece of children's fiction which I wrote in 2016 and have been working on self-publishing it in June.
Right on!
Way to go.
Woohoo!
The joy and passion I'm feeling for this project must surely be my Ikigai true path.
Right on.
And it fits my master soul code, too.
I love it! Love it!
And I still have a fear of not paying my bills, but it's more of a background drone compared to this new wave I'm riding.
Congratulations.
I'm no longer trying to control what happens next because the amazing synchronicities have appeared, which are better than I could have even planned for myself.
Exactly.
I don't know where I'm going, but it feels great. I wanted to share this because I'm resonating so much with what you're sharing right now, and I'm so very grateful to you and this community. Love and blessings to all, Anne.
Well, Anne, we love you, and thank you for your courage. Thank you for your spiritual tenacity, and thank you for saying yes to you and your mastery. See, this is the gathering of the masters. This is that moment, and part of the gathering of the masters is the recognition that we have found each other, that we are here in this oneness energy, recognizing that there is an expansion that takes place when we can honestly let go of the illusion of this planet, when that grip no longer bothers us. And Shri, I'm putting up your screen.
Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
But this email carries a number of teaching moments.
It does. And I
just want to underscore some of them. We started by talking about the four knowns. I am not my body.
Yes.
When we begin to recognize that this body is in union with me,
exactly.
However, I am not my body, then it frees us to more clearly recognize the mind is my servant.
Absolutely.
And Anne spoke to that in here.
Yes.
And that leads us to this truth that's up on screen, which is you can't play your way off the density game board. The only way off is to lift your consciousness.
Now breathe that in, my angels, because what that does is it brings it all into that harmonic moment of oneness where everything dissolves and mastery is. And with all our heart and soul, I sincerely hope you caught our show yesterday, because yesterday we opened up this gathering of the masters, this energy that's going to be fluid for the next 4 weeks. Remember, this is just the opening of the gathering. And so this is this through the next 4 weeks, through that early part of June. And so as you become more expanded, when you touch in to that which is authentic, when you lift through your consciousness and really relax into that expanded witness, witnessing the witnesser, then you are able to release, and I'm going to kind of lean out of the frame again, release time, release the illusion, arise into the self that you are, and come back together in that oneness experience. This week, this very specific week in May, there are going to be, let's just say, energies that will come around you that will support that in whatever means of support you need to call in your mastery. And so why not just say yes to you right now and let it be amazing and fun, right?
Yes.
Yes. And if you have something that you are judging, then that is the moment of mastery. to wake up, to witness yourself judging, to witness the one that is witnessing the judger, to allow yourself to sit there in the awe of your divine mastery. That's how we navigate the slalom of density traps that are just merely a coagulation of stuck fear and other anger energies, judgment energies that are absolutely not who you are. And so it's a big week ahead. It's a big week ahead. And, you know, we have a big call board. Should we say hi, Sri?
I think so. Let's take a peek here. Oh, my goodness.
We are. We're going to do our best to get to all of you. We're not even going to take an official break today, I promise you. But we are going to play that amazing Balinese. So just to give you another quick what's coming, how many of you connected with that amazing full moon, huh? Oh, my gosh. I mean, Sri and I just it was such an extraordinary full moon experience. And this was really a preparatory full moon, because by the time the next full moon comes, we're going to be in a very different world. And so this was a really profound moment. And serendipitously, just as Sri and I were just beginning the sunset full moon experience here at Tosa Blue Mountain in the Andes Mountains, our beloved dear friend Kenla, Ken Ballard, who's over in Bali right now, he's our beloved one who we're going to be going to Bhutan with, WhatsApped you.
Well, yeah, he sent me a WhatsApp saying it was sunrise. So sunset for us, sunrise for him. And it's also the WESAC moment.
Yeah.
And so especially in Asia, where Buddhism has such a strong presence.
Yes.
And the best of it is exemplified in so many ways. He was at the beach, and we'll tell you more about this when we get there, but we had this moment where he was sending pictures of the sunrise as we were witnessing the sunset.
The full moon rise.
And the moon was coming up.
So it was amazing, and so we were in real time creating this crystal and rainbow bridge, and then he was playing his crystal bowls on the beach, and we're going to play all that for you in the second half of today's show, because there was such a palpable synergistic moment. We want to share it with all of you as we are all igniting into the core. So let's share with some of these beautiful beings who have been standing on hold for so long. All right, it looks like we're going to New York, Sri.
Yeah. Well,
all right, we're going to go. Maybe it looks like Westchester, New York. Namaste. Yes, welcome.
Hello, namaste.
Hello.
Good to be in you, Sri and Kira.
Welcome.
My name is Lydie Gracieuse, and I was referred to you by Jean Zephyr.
Oh.
And I'm calling for a mini soul reading, and I just wanted to know if there's something that I need to know or a message.
Wow. Well, first of all, I feel you so deeply. I just wanted to say my queen, and as I had my hands in prayer position, and I'm getting all kinds of energy coming right in on the very top of my crown chakra right now. And as you stopped speaking and said, I just want to know if there was a message, I watched this beautiful ascended being come down with their hands in front of your face. And it's like they put your hands up under like a wedding veil, you know, those really sheer veils. And the hands went up. And these two hands, and it's like your hands, and I'm doing this right now on screen as well. So your hands went up in prayer position under the veil. They went up to the top, and then with both hands, you lifted off the veil, looked up, and they're saying, don't ever forget, another day begins when the sun sets. And so they're saying you are at the time of a very new beginning, that there is a resistance, that's what this veil is, and that all you need to do is just relax and remember why you're here and what's coming forward, and it's like it's a propeller. It's like it's a rocket, and it comes in really, really fast. And they keep saying 7, 7, 7, 7. And so a lot going on with the number 7, a lot going on with the Trinity energy with you. And pay attention to July. You've got big moments ahead. I am honored to meet you, my queen. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
Many, many, many
Namaste.
Blessings.
Many blessings. I am honored. And I'm out of breath. I mean, all of you, did you feel her energy? I mean, and this is one of the gifts for those of you that may not be as familiar with our Sunday broadcasts, but one of the gifts is you. You, all of you that call in, we co-create the show together. You know, Sri and I bring in the energy, but in this moment, do you feel this? Are you all feeling, are you starting to feel this massive spiral energy coming? We need to keep going with these callers, Sri.
It kind of felt like the room got bigger.
Yeah, the room got bigger. The energy's getting bigger. Remember, every being we speak with, we are all one community. Sri, where we go? It looks like we're going to
Illinois.
Okay. Namaste, Illinois.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Yesterday, I did not hit the Bluetooth button, and I lost you guys.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here today.
I remember.
Yay,
so.
We're glad you made it today. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back with you.
Thank you.
Namaste to both of you. We love you very much. My wife and I feel y'all's energy come through the speakers when we listen to you. We love it.
Oh, thank you for the gift of you and thank receiving. You. What a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you for your show. It's really good. I was hoping I could get a soul reading. I'd get some confirmation of what I got going on spiritually right now. It's really intense.
Yes, it is. You're why I was spinning. Wow. Wow. That's why I was like, hurry, Sri, get this caller on the show. Yeah, my love. Okay. So what's going on with you? It's wow. Like my eyes, like I'm just so far gone seeing this energy around you. So bring your hands to your heart if it's safe for you to do so. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to invite you, if you feel comfortable closing your eyes, to do that as well. You are actually in a motion right now that many, many people are in. There is, okay, as I'm connecting with you, it feels like huge, like a tube of vibrational energy that's coming in your left ear, straight through your head, out your right ear. And I swear it's like a tube of energy that's pushing to wake you up even faster, to help you do more faster. But below that, I feel like there's almost a, not a cork, but there's like this energy in your throat that's just not able to relax totally into who you are. And so I'm watching this beautiful, it feels like Archangel Zadkiel, coming in through the back of your neck with this violet flame energy and igniting that. And I'm watching it hit this tube. And as I am, it's all lifting up out of your crown. And I want you to feel, they're saying, go into the silence of the silence of the silence, and here you will see everything. And I want you to sit there for a moment. And then they're saying that when you open your left hand, there will be like money. And when you open your right hand, there will be a question. And bring the left hand and the right hand together, and when they feel resonant, you will have your answer. And so it is.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
No, thank you.
I felt your energy as well. It was beautiful.
Yes, you are.
I got a story. Can I share this with
you? Sure, go
really
ahead.
It's a cool story.
Yeah, go ahead.
An experience my wife and I have had.
Sure.
We go to this farmer's market over in St. Louis, and there's an Amish guy there that sells these wonderful baked goods and preservatives and all this.
Yummy.
My wife and I walk up to this man, and literally we could feel the love of God.
Aww.
And we looked at each other. We both felt it at the same time. I told her, I said, get him to go down a little bit. Let me see if I'm getting this from the food or him. And literally she took him down the aisle, and the feeling of the love of God from the food. The women, whoever prepared this food, the love of God was in the food. It was awesome.
I love it.
I don't know what kind of experience that was, but we both felt it at the same time. It was beautiful.
Yeah. It's a mastery experience. I love this. That's, don't we love this story,
really,
Sri?
That's the prasad of someone who cooked with love.
We had a negative one, too, that was probably pretty wild, too. We had a negative experience where we went into a room, and we literally felt this negative energy in the room.
Yep.
We had some past with these people, but we had forgiven them and moved on way past it, you know. Well, we got to the house, but we felt the energy. I could not wait to leave because I wanted to ask my wife, did you feel the energy when we got in there? We cleared it out within 10 minutes.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. You know,
yeah, it was
Awesome.
Thank you.
No, and Angel, you know, we just want to say thank you for sharing, because this is the gathering of the masters, and I really pray you and your wife are joining us June 4th and June 11th. You make
we
sure
are.
You're there. All right.
We will be.
Because you guys, this is mastery presence. Oh, we love you, honey. Yeah, thank you
love.
For bringing that joy to all of us today.
We love you as well. We love you too, honey.
Namaste.
You,
we love
much
you, Angel. Love. Much love. All right, Sri. This is crazy.
And it's a wonderful reminder. Trust your senses.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to stick around for the negativity, and to offer love back when you feel the love.
Exactly.
Magnifies all of us.
All of us. All right, let's just keep going. We have so many people, and we're going to go right here to Concord. Hey, it looks like, is this Elizabeth? Hey, Elizabeth.
Namaste, beautiful Sri and Kira.
Hi, Angel.
The miracle presence. You're just walking miracles, and I'm praying for you every day, and so grateful to be on the call today. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling, Angel.
The symptoms coming up. Just looking at March reinvention. I mean, Sri was reinvented in March.
Yeah,
and absolutely.
The next month, he had to come back and reinvent himself again. And I felt a mixture of transfiguration energy where he was visiting Zadkiel and the different masters on the other side. And here you were, like the apostles that had to hold the light for that moment. And you were running around getting his actual lifeblood. And I want to salute your courage. And I want to salute both of your courages.
Thank you. Thank you, honey.
You are the lions. You are the lions. And coming out from the woods into the field and standing up and looking forward and not just playing in the daisies anymore.
Woohoo!
I thought this would be a wonderful time to receive a reading from you, because I'm working on decisions for the summer and looking for clarity.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. And I need to share with you, Elizabeth, you have one of the Rudraksha caps from Shivoham, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The minute you were speaking, I saw your Rudraksha cap on you. They're saying you're not using it enough. And that as you have it on you, I literally saw literally like showers of crystals coming out and turning your hair into just crystalline, beautiful vibratory energy. And I saw your hands on your heart and you're toning. And they're saying that your voice now creates in a way it has not created before. Integrate the harmony of your divine presence with the voice that is ready to be heard, and these two will weave the pattern that will bring the conclusion you are looking for. And so it is.
Ooh, when I know there's an activation, my lips start to quiver, my whole face is quivering. So, beloved one, thank you. I've been keeping that wonderful hat on top of I have a globe that I keep it on top to bless the earth, but it's time to bless you.
It's time to bless you.
Reminder.
Yeah, no, it's time for you to command the blessing, and you're ready. And thank you for bringing that to all of us. My head is so tingly. I feel like I just have to keep moving my hair. I mean, we're just in like massive crown energy here, everyone today. So
I'm going to run and get it right now.
Woo-hoo! Okay. Do! All right. Do, because you want to be wearing it.
You believe it.
Right on. Yeah, because we're going to be playing that Bali tape. You want to have it on.
All right.
Namaste.
Much love, dear.
Whew. All right, Sri, let's see who's next. So many people. We're going to go to, it looks like, Mankato, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Maybe Michelle? Namaste, Minnesota.
Hello, Sri and Kira. How are you?
Hi, Angel. We are well. How are you?
Good, good. My name is Derek. I'm actually calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I spoke with you maybe a year or 2 years ago. I'm really resonating with this energy you're talking about, the lineage holder. Mm. So I was wondering if there were any messages for me today.
Oh, Angel. Well, I just want to cry connecting with you. You know, you are just so beautiful. And as you're speaking, I'm watching leaves growing out of your hair and stars coming out of you. And your hands are like becoming roots. And it's like I'm watching you as one with everything. And the message that's coming through is you are one. You are everything, you are anything, and you are ready. And that is what they want you to hear today. And they're also saying that your feet, you need to get your feet like anointed. And so either go to a spa and get a really beautiful foot massage type thing. And in the meantime, get whatever oil fits for you and anoint your feet as if you would anoint the feet of the most beloved sacred being you have ever met. And allow that energy to wash through you as well. Honey, you are doing so much that you aren't even aware of yet. Yeah. And so I just bow before you and thank you for bringing that gift to all of us in this moment of gathering of the masters. I love you so much. And please be there with us June 4th as well. We love you, honey. Namaste. Yeah.
Many, many blessings.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Namaste. Many blessings. Wow. Ooh, I think we all felt
wonderful.
That, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah. Just the... Boy, the oneness energy and the love without boundaries.
It's just so huge. And you know, I'm really enjoying that. Here we are in this energy of May, this week of the gathering of the master energy, this week of really needing to harvest that master energy, that this is the week that master energy will be enhanced or challenged or both. And so it's about being focused on your mastery, allowing your mastery to take center stage,
yeah.
Noticing that time is an illusion, allowing the illusion to not have any power over you. For you to recognize that you claim power over the illusion, and that as a lineage holder, which I guarantee you all are if you're watching this show, you are at a moment where you are going to be called. You are being called. And so whenever we are being called, that energy can be met with anxiety or joy. So
yeah.
It's a complex moment in our collective history, and you are ready for it. I promise you, you can make it through. Shri,
wow.
Who's next? We're
well,
right here. The looks
another
like a,
Minnesota.
Another Minnesota, Twin Cities. All right, namaste. Welcome.
Shri and Kira.
Hello, dear.
I love you. I love you. It's divine that I'm able to speak with you today. This is Jerrica.
Hi, honey.
And many moons ago, I think, my children said namaste on the phone, and I remember you saying you were all fluttered and happy, and I'm raising them in this energy, and I just would love a mini soul reading from you.
Oh, honey, I'm so honored, and, you know, it's so funny. The first thing I heard was like a line from a very old Elton John song as you were sharing, and it said, you know, butterflies are free to fly, and they're saying that indeed you have this, you know, here we are in the core, right? So let us not forget that the core is what? It is the center of resurrection energy. Well, in your center, in that beingness, as you were sharing, I started seeing like this beautiful energy open up from your heart, and these pale blue butterflies, just everywhere coming out around you. And they're saying that, remember that the butterfly must birth on its own. You cannot help it out. And they're saying for you to stay in the moment of your wisdom and allow it to be the still center of the wheel that is turning around you. And from there will be a greater expansion, and even more will come forward. And so it is. Thank you for bringing that gift to all of us today, honey.
And so it is. Thank you. My trademark is butterfly. My favorite color is blue.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Much love, dear.
We love you so much, sweetheart. Namaste. Thank you for sharing that. I love that.
Yeah.
That's always a fun thing for you and I. All right. We have so many people. Who's next? It looks like we have Lori from, is that San Diego, maybe?
I think it is.
All right. Namaste, Lori. Or
yes,
some.
Hi.
thanks for taking my call. And I would love a mini soul reading.
Go ahead.
I just don't feel stuck with everything.
I know. Forgive me for saying it that way, but I see it. It's in your energy pattern. So here's what they're wanting me to do. And so it's going to be, they're saying this is going to look silly, but it's going to work. So I want you to take your thumb and your middle finger. And any of you that are saying, hey, I'd like a little more clarity. I'd like to get out of the stuck presence. Why don't we all celebrate that Lori brought us this release? So we're going to take our thumb and middle finger, touch, release, activate, activate, activate. And in just a moment, when we let go, we're going to take those middle fingers and literally put them into our ears. And as we do, we're going to take the thumbs and rest them on our jaw. And the reason I'm saying this is because I'm not going to be able to speak when we're doing it. And they're saying during that moment, you're going to want to breathe in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth three times. We're going to do this together. Touch, release, touch, release, touch, release. And and they're saying, release the hands, bring them to your heart, let your head drop, and just let yourself know how loved you are, how supported you are, and that everything else is just not true. Relax the hands, shake the arms, and smile. Because they're saying it is just that simple. Now allow it to be. And so it is. Thank you for calling in, Lori. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. We love you. Namaste. I really feel that. But you know what else I'm feeling is that I think that if you're not feeling that as deeply as maybe Sri and I are feeling that right now, they're saying you can repeat it three times in a row.
Yeah.
So it would be, you know, the just to give you all that again. So it'd be these one, you know,
you're igniting the energy of these power fingers.
And then the ears and here and the three breaths. And then to relax the hands, go all the way through the shake, and then if you need to, do that two more times. And I really am experiencing, yeah, it almost feels like wind around me. There's like
somebody else's
nice
head is on my shoulders. I don't know who it is.
I don't know, but let's find another beautiful. It looks like we're going to Texas. Hey, it looks like we're saying hi to maybe Dale in Texas. Namaste, Texas. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Angel. Yeah, we can hear you just fine. Welcome, sweetheart.
I'm so shocked that I got through. Okay. So I am working on a project right now. First off, I just want to say I love both of you. I've been with you guys since the beginning of this year and on the path of ascension with you both. And you all are on it. Like, you can sense the energies and everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Angel. Thank you for that gift.
Now, I'm working on a project right now. It's my first album that I'm putting out, and I just kind of wanted a little guidance on it. It's an album that is kind of releasing some spiritual knowledge, because I know that music is changing right now, as well as everyone else is, you know, spiritually. So any words of advice or whatever?
Well, yes. First of all, I bow before your mastery. I am so in love with us chatting in this moment, as the gathering of the masters has been called forward, because this is really that breakout moment for you. Now, my angel, as I was listening to you, my fingers, I don't know if you can see the golden energy, but there's like this golden energy radiating out of the tips of my fingers, and I found myself using it all around the chest. And what I keep hearing, and this is coming from Archangel Metatron, this is coming from Raphael, I'm seeing a Saint Germain, El Moira, it's like there's all Dwal Kul just showed up. There's like all these beings around you, and they're all pressing on your chest like this. And they all just keep saying the same thing. And they're saying, that which makes an impression on the heart will affect all. And they're saying to stay in the emerald gateway of divine integrity, compromise nothing, release all. The world is ready, and the voice will be heard. And that's what they'd like you to hear today. And I'm really still feeling this, my love. So you might want to lay down and just kind of energize all your fingers, and just kind of, you start in the middle and just really just press and bring it across, press and bring it across, because it's like there's more there. It's like there's a second layer of revelation. And so this is a big one. And I have to stop because I'm actually out of breath. And so thank you for the blessing.
I was going to say something about that, too.
Yeah.
Interesting you said the chest thing, because I was out of breath speaking.
Yeah, no, and I'm out of breath connecting with you.
With my breathing.
Yeah, no, I see it. And I think that's what this is doing. I think that's the second level expansion is giving you greater breath, you know, both words, and greater expansion. So sit and really be with that, my love, because, yeah, I have to stop talking. I'm out of breath now myself, so let's be out of breath together. I love you, honey.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you, my angel.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Wow,
I really have to recuperate.
Yeah,
forgive me, angels. Oh, wow.
You know, I want to invite all of us right now.
Wow, I'm dizzy. I'm actually dizzy.
Be present to your breath.
Yes.
Because on the breath, and as Kira said a moment ago, and the breath of your energy, we touch in and extend out. And sometimes when we have moments of expansion, we need a little, call it recovery time, to integrate that into this beautiful body that is our sacred partner. You know, earlier on we talked about I am not my body as one of the truths, one of the four knowns. And yet your body is in sacred union with the soul.
Yes.
So we must honor, respect, and listen to this body and give it its moments of integration.
Water.
Because, you know, it's participating. And as we allow that participation to become intimate and known, then we're living a living model of love and form.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It is important. And so, Sheree, let's take another caller. Then let's do the beautiful bells.
Okay.
And we'll see how many more callers we can get to. So now it looks like we're going to New Jersey. It looks like Woodbury, Maureen. Hey, Maureen. Namaste, love. Mm-hmm.
Oh, namaste, Sheree and Kira. This is such a great surprise. I'm so enjoying all of these beautiful activations and transmissions that you have brought forward, and I feel like I've connected to everyone even more than I already do. So I am blessed to have this moment with you, and I am expressing my gratitude. And if you have a moment to do a mini soul reading, that would be fantastic.
Oh, honey, thank you for the honor. You know, I need to share with you that as you were speaking, it was so cute, you know, because here we are in May, right? And May is this core issue, but your core was revealing itself like a maypole. So like, I'm seeing this beautiful maypole with all these ribbons and colors, and it's decorated and it's tall, and you're in this very flowy, like May dress, and you're dancing and you're grabbing all the strings. And each one is beautiful, but they're saying it's time to bring them together as one. They're saying, imagine if you're playing with them all, what happens when you bring them all together? And that is the moment of mastery before you, to look at all those strings that have been looking at you and begin to notice the pattern that you uniquely can make by bringing them all together. And so thank you for that gift for all of us today. I'm really grateful to have connected with you and with that gift.
Beautiful. That is so amazing. I love to dance, so I will gather them all together and twirl around with joy.
Thank you. Woohoo! Let it be fun. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Love you too.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart, so much. And you know, again, Sheree, I really feel that there's been so much synergy.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
There's just been so much that has come through and so much that is happening. And again, my angels, remember that we are now post that full moon of May. We are now moving into this first call of the gathering of the masters energetically. There's going to be three more in this year. And because this one is also a four-week window that is part of the ascension frequency attunement coming in June, Sheree and I, by the divine directors, have been guided to call out and gather the masters. So please, you know, we put up a little promo video if you want to watch it at our YouTube channel, Official Sheree and Kira. It is a $22 donation. We clearly heard that was the number, and we clearly saw all of the humanitarian aid projects that will benefit that are part of what is supported through our app. So hey, if you don't have the app, download the app. But please think about joining us. Just go to sheereandkira.com. It's right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. Be there. And even if you're not there live, you will get the videos. This is about the energy frequency. This is about all of us saying yes, because June's got a lot coming. So much so, we're going to be putting out our June video early, probably by the end of next week.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful time. It's a magnificent time for you to be awake to you.
Yeah!
And that means awake to the one.
Exactly.
Listen, I want to talk a little bit about this video we're going to share
yes,
with you.
Yes, so everybody get ready.
So we mentioned earlier, and I want to repeat it now, that we had this wonderful experience of enjoying the sun was setting, the moon was about to come up, and we got this WhatsApp from our friend Kenla, who is in Bali, and it was sunrise in Bali.
And it was Wesak.
And he was just in this beautiful moment of communion, and he said, I'm going to, you know, his first little thing says, I'm going to the beach to watch the sunrise. So he sent some photos. I think he was on his way to the beach. When he got to the beach, and this is a little iPhone movie, you're going to hear some of the sounds of the locals. And for those of you that are on video, you're going to see the beautiful sunrise, and you'll hear him playing his bowls. And for those of you that are on just the audio portion of the radio station, just relax and feel the energy of
listen,
this.
You'll hear the waves. You'll hear the ocean. And the other reason why we want to share this with you is, as this was a real time via WhatsApp where Ken connected with us literally just as we had sat down to celebrate the full moon. So the reason we want to share this video with you is this video is capturing a oneness, a rare oneness moment through the full moon and the sunrise that could have only happened with two continents being connected at the same time.
We were called, both
yeah.
all of us
and
here.
And we really want to share this gift with you. So please go ahead, take a moment, bring a hand to your heart, relax, and let's just listen.
Take a clearing breath, and here we go.
Taking a breath.
Welcome back.
Whoo! And I hope that was all good for all of you. Those of you in the chat, let us know. But, you know, it's a rare moment when we can capture in real time a union moment, a moment of perfect connection, where we were over here in the Andes, and here at Tosa Blue Mountain, Sri and I have what we call Kedarnath. Kedarnath, for those of you who don't know, is one of the 12 Jyotirlingas. It's a very high mountain in the Andes where Sri and I were very blessed to visit and actually got stuck overnight. And because of living here, I feel like we never left. While living in the Andes, we're also connected with the energy of the Himalayas all the time. And then to have Ken bring in this sunrise, it was just, we pray that each one of you has just received the energy of complete oneness. That would be our greatest gift to offer you as we all move into this week of mastery attainment, this week of being challenged by our mastery or not. Remember, we are gathering the masters, and as you begin to move forward through this week, may your heart remember you are already the master, living in the energy of that little snapshot we just offered you. That's your truth.
And for those of you on the terrestrial radio, it was mostly silence for you. And
yes.
We hope that you were breathing and feeling beyond the silence into the fullness of the oneness moment.
What a blessing to be able to do that. And
and
again, before we would go today, please forgive us, but really with all of our heart and souls, gather the masters, journey into the core with us on June 4th and June 11th. Go to SriandKira.com, join the program, tell everyone you know about it. Help us get the word out. Please share this with everyone you know. Post it on your YouTube, on your Facebooks or wherever. Just help us get as many masters together as we can, because June is big.
You know, and speaking of big, you know, one of the things I felt today in this show, in this broadcast, is the bigness of it.
And
the
you,
energy.
All of you. Energy. I mean, the energy's been crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at the chat room. Everyone is just really feeling it. I love some of this, looking like I'm in the temple of love and all of that. I'm loving what's going on in the chat. You know, the light is illuminating your star consciousness, Kira. Oh, well, thank you, Angel. And yes, like sitting in a temple of love. Thank you, Ken, for connecting us all. Absolutely. And, you know, all of you here, absolutely amazing. Oneness, peace, love. So we are just so delighted. Can the settings on Facebook be changed so we can share the core info? I don't see a share button. Absolutely. We know nothing about Facebook. We have somebody who does it for us. And so the person who's doing that for us, I will ask them to do that, Patty. And send us an email so I can forward it to them and so they can do that. So thank you for it. Because please share, all of you, please help us get this out there. Because the more of us that can come together, June is huge. I don't want to say too much because we're really in this May energy right now. And this is the moment that matters. So stay in this moment and claim and gather your mastery. This is a front line moment. And if you're tuning in with this show, you're already on the front line. You're already a warrior. You are already a master. Maybe you just came here to remember.
Well, I trust that that is true.
And you know, me too.
And one of the things I want to kind of just as we recap a little bit is that we talked about the four nodes.
Yes.
And we had a beautiful letter that exhibited some of that. And I just want to bring this back into the top of our mind. Because we are at a moment where this frequency, this core energy, is also igniting healing moments.
Yes.
Is also igniting dark nights for people that are needing that as their propulsion.
Right.
Because when we come out of a dark night, we are propelled normally. It's a gift, but it sure doesn't feel like that when we're in it.
No. And May's been a lot of that. You know, remember this core has been about dark, darker, darkest, and then using our mastery to excel through that.
Yeah, and so the four knowns to me just feels so appropriate. Because when we are in that dark moment, oftentimes we feel separated or lost.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember, I'm not my body. And that brings the question of, well, then what am I? You can work with that and feel into that.
Hey, take the 12 lessons of light. That'll answer that.
I am not my body. The mind is my servant.
That's the second of the four nodes.
And so often it's the mind that is beating us into the depression.
Right.
And so as soon as we recognize the mind is my servant, we begin to start moving into command again.
Yeah.
And the third one is I keep my eyes on the divine, which means I look for the oneness. I look for the beauty. I look for all of the qualities of the divine that are present around us.
Yeah, and you
boy,
know,
take those home with you.
Well, and when Archangel delivered that, what I love is Archangel actually went on to say, I keep my eyes on the divine at all times, and I have a good time doing it. And really, to keep our eyes on the divine at all times is to remember the truth of who we are. Because when our eyes are on the divine at all times, that is all we see. We become the master.
Yes.
We arrive at the core. We empower our multidimensional presence because we are free of the illusion. Thereby, traps no longer can exist. And so you are that blessing, and this is your week to be the master and to claim yourself in that role at whatever level feels comfortable for you.
And so, beloved ones, as we come to a close today, I just want to invite you to bring a hand to your heart, breathe with presence into that beautiful body of yours, feeling the energy of your heart ignite. And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.